Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This Mark Sanchez story is crazy. So Sanchez, of course, former first-round pick, who played quarterback for the Jets, actually in his first and second years in the NFL, got to AFC Championship games with that Rex Ryan team.
Craziest thing ever, by the way.
It was wild, because he wasn't particularly good, but they just got to the AFC title game a couple of times, including going 11-5 in his sophomore season. But he ended up being in New York for 4 years, then he bounced around Philly, Dallas. His final NFL game, people sleep, was actually here in Washington. In 2018. And he has become an analyst on Fox, called a ton of Commanders games over the years, does a pretty good job in the booth for Fox. And he was in Indianapolis this weekend to call the Raiders and the Colts. Now, why he was already there on Friday, I guess you get there, you go to practice on Friday, you're there Friday night, you do some meetings into Saturday, and then you call the game on Sunday. But on Friday night, and the details are still murky here, nobody really knows exactly what happened, so we're wading through some of what we've read online, but here's kind of the timeline of what transpired. So Saturday afternoon, it comes out that Mark Sanchez got stabbed overnight in Indianapolis and is in the hospital. That was how the story was initially reported.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but here was how I responded to that. Oh, no. Mark Sanchez got robbed or jumped or something happened.
Like something horrible.
He got stabbed and he's in the hospital. When that happens, presumably, the first thought is, somebody attacked him, right? After a little while, we find out authorities are actually talking to Mark Sanchez about his involvement in a fight. That was the next thing we heard. Okay, so he's in a fight and he gets stabbed. Maybe you picked the wrong guy to fight. Well, let's see what happened here. Now, since as more information has trickled out, here's what it sounds like happened. Allegedly, Sanchez on Friday night is seen on video downtown in Indianapolis, like sprinting around. Mind you, he's in a polo shirt and jeans. He's not like dressed up to go for a run. This is also after midnight, it sounds like, Danny.
Yeah.
But he's seen
12:35 a.m.
sprinting on camera. Weird. Not like going for a run, but just sprinting around. Okay, fine. Then apparently, a 69-year-old guy who is a truck driver whose job it is to go to, it sounds like, restaurants and establishments to pick up oil that they use to fry things, I'm guessing, or to drop off oil, is working and shows up at this hotel where maybe Sanchez is staying or maybe he's just standing, I'm not even sure. And basically, somehow, some way, a fight escalates where Sanchez is allegedly mad that this guy's in a parking spot that he doesn't think he should be in and attacks him. That's the allegation, that Sanchez, 38, goes after this 69-year-old guy. And that Sanchez, 6'2", 240 pounds.
Big dude, yeah.
Beats him to a pulp. And that this guy is so badly beaten that at some point in this fracas, he decides he's got to stab Mark Sanchez to save his own life. And so Sanchez is seen on video again after whatever happened. I haven't seen any video. I don't know if one's out there of the actual fight. But Sanchez is seen like shuffling through the streets again. And his entire shirt is drenched in blood. I mean, he really got stabbed. There's pictures that have come out now of this 69-year-old man after the fact. This guy is completely pummeled. He is bloodied. He is battered. He is bruised. His face is completely knocked apart. He's got a gigantic cut in his own. I don't know what was used to cut him, but kind of like from almost his ear down to his mouth, where apparently, like, I don't want to be overly graphic, but I mean, you could basically see into his mouth if you want to. Like, it's a really scary looking beatdown that he took, and the allegation is Sanchez was the aggressor, jumps him, is mad at the guy. The guy saves his life by stabbing Mark Sanchez.
This is according to Fox 59 News in Indianapolis. According to the probable cause affidavit, Sanchez allegedly opened the driver's door of the truck and climbed inside despite being told to leave. The man told detectives Sanchez appeared intoxicated, smelled of alcohol, claimed to have spoken to the hotel manager who said the truck was not supposed to be there. When the worker tried to call a supervisor, Sanchez allegedly blocked him. Video shows the men circling the truck before a struggle broke out near a large dumpster. Detectives say Sanchez threw the victim toward the dumpster and the two fought between the truck and the wall. The 69-year-old told police he used pepper spray to defend himself, but when Sanchez continued advancing, he thought, quote, this guy is trying to kill me, end quote, and pulled out a knife and stabbed Sanchez several times in self-defense. What?
Wow.
What?
So, again, details will still trickle out.
Precisely.
Don't know what's what, allegations, whatever else we have to say.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is insane. The first thing I thought was he has to be on some type of drugs, right? I mean, I guess alcohol would suffice, but this to me seems you're running sprints. Now you're in this fight with this guy. Why do you care where he's parking? This is not your house. This is not your driveway. There has to be more to this. My first assumption when I heard all this was he was out of his mind on something,
mm-hmm.
and it led him to act this way, which is not an excuse. Guess what? You should be arrested. You should be charged. You should go to jail, whatever has to happen. By the way, he is now facing felony charges. Initially, it was some misdemeanor stuff over this fight. He's now facing a felony charge in Indianapolis for beating this guy to within a couple inches of his life. And I want to reiterate, I've said it a few times because I think it's important. Sanchez is not even 40. We're talking about almost a 70-year-old man that he's whooping up on.
Yeah, and again, Sanchez looks like a regular dude on television when he's in the booth calling games. It's a huge person. That just, again, that is a former world-class athlete. Make fun as much as you want, butt fumble and beyond. But still, 6'2", 230-some pounds, probably in better shape than most. I would say someone quite literally twice his age, that would probably suffice. A former pro athlete in that kind of state, that's terrifying.
So I get that this is speculation, and I'm admitting that. Do you agree with me that it sounds like there's some kind of him being impaired, like he's on something? Who does this?
I don't know.
This is a wild story.
This is reminder number 1 trillion and change. We should wait for all the information. People initially see Mark Sanchez stabbed. They have a narrative. They'd like to tell everybody about it. Here come the weigh-ins, this, that, and the other. And then, of course, now we have more information, and there's still more that's going to come out. Everybody be patient. Let's just wait for all the information to come out. This is very serious. It should be taken seriously. It should be treated seriously. I can't imagine someone just had a couple of sips of the adult sodas, and now it's like, you know, my next step is to enforce parking rules for this hotel.
What a weird thing.
And go inside the truck and start beating up the guy and throwing him against the dumpster, et cetera, and so on.
Well, he made fun of him for the butt fumble, and that was one word too many?
I mean,
this guy, by the way, this 69-year-old man who's involved in this, filed a lawsuit against Sanchez and Fox in Marion County on Monday. So help me with this, too. I didn't understand this. I get suing Sanchez. Why Fox? Is it because he's there on a business trip? So you're able to then sue them because they have him there as an employee, so now you can go after them too? How does that work?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest with you. The only way that it would have made sense to me, and again, I'm speaking directly out of my tuchus on this one, is if there was incorrect reporting where this guy's character was impugned initially, where, you know, you would say, hey, you know, it's actually your employee that was in the wrong, not me, and you initially said I was the aggressor and I stabbed him or something like that. That's how it would make sense to me, which I don't know that was the case or otherwise. But yeah, I don't quite understand that. Maybe it's because he was in town on assignment for, as you said, for on behalf of Fox as a representative of them. I don't know.
Nick Sanchez, the brother of Mark Sanchez, issued a statement yesterday on behalf of the family. This has been a deeply distressing time for everyone involved. Mark and our family are incredibly grateful for the concern, love, and support we've received over the past few days, the statement read. Mark remains under medical care for the serious injuries he sustained and is focused on his recovery as the legal process continues. We would like to extend our heartfelt thanks to the first responders and medical staff, end quote. No mention of the victim of the attack or kind of what happened, but I guess in the days ahead, we're going to get more information. One thing I did hear was when the press conference happened yesterday with the guy that's bringing charges and involved in the Indianapolis Police Department side of things. He referenced that there are a lot of cameras in that area.
Yep.
And that they had a lot of surveillance. And I'm assuming inevitably that TMZ or someone will get some footage of this interaction, but that really helped them go from what everyone originally assumed was, oh man, Mark Sanchez got attacked, to pretty quickly saying, nah, bro, we got to get him out of the hospital to get over to the police station because we got to book him.
Exactly right. There's surveillance footage there, according to the stories that I've read. And also the two, which the thing I can't wait to see at some point, is they were doing the thing that everybody does now, which is recording each other. Their two cell phones pointed at each other, according to the affidavit. Yeah. So there's going to be some video of that at some point.
This was how Fox handled it when they went on the air on a show that Sanchez normally guests on in the afternoon ahead of Sunday Kicks with Carissa Thompson.
All right, Friday night in Indianapolis, one of our team members, Mark Sanchez, was involved in an incident that we are still trying to wrap our heads around. And at this time, our thoughts and prayers are with Mark, his family, and all of those involved.
Not really sure what you can or should do there.
There's no good. Nothing will be adequate.
Yes, there's nothing you can do that appeases everybody. And also, they're still in information gathering mode, fact-finding mode, as a network as well, I'd imagine. But we hadn't really talked about it since it happened over the weekend, and it's just a story that is worth attention. But I would say it's going to be a while, to say the least, before you see Mark Sanchez back on an NFL call, if you do again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.